Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by Miss Bentina Terry from Georgia Power. Miss Terry, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
I am so happy to talk with you about the Atlanta Business League 40th Annual CEO Appreciation Luncheon. This event has been going on for 40 years.
Yes.
Can you share with our listeners why this event has such standing power and is such an important event for our community?
Well, I'll tell you, Kipling, I just relocated back to Atlanta about a year ago, and one of the first events I went to was this CEO Appreciation Luncheon with ABL, and I was so incredibly impressed. It was last year that some of the people recognized were Dan Cathy and Dana Lemon and Tommy Dorsch, and I thought, man, these are some impressive people. And then the list came around this year, and I thought, these are really impressive people. I realized that Atlanta has so many phenomenal business leaders who really impact this community. It's really in the DNA of the Atlanta Business League and in the DNA of Atlanta to have a business community that cares for its partners with its community. And so it's an important event because it's about recognizing just a few of the people in Atlanta's business community who really make a difference. It's about celebrating them.
And one of the things that I find so great about this event is that you actually get to meet and talk with these CEOs who are, as you mentioned, very powerful people in our community. And this is the only event where they're right there with you, rubbing shoulders and eating lunch.
That's right. It is a very open event, and it's not often that you get the opportunity to really talk to people and meet people who are CEOs, not only who are being honored, but who are in the audience. And so it's a great opportunity to network, to have access to people, information, and opportunities that'll help make you successful.
So I'm just going to mention a couple of the folks this year. You've got Ed Bastian from Delta Airlines, Ernest Hodge from the EH Automotive Group, Vicki Palmer from the Palmer Group, Dr. Valerie Rice, Montgomery Rice from Morehouse School of Medicine, and Kofi Smith from Atlanta Airlines Terminal Corporation. That is a very diverse group of people in very diverse industries.
It is. It is. And the business impacts that these organizations have on our community is so widespread. I mean, think about quantifying the impact of these organizations on our community: Delta, Morehouse School of Medicine, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the Palmer Group, Heritage or EA Automotive. It's mind-boggling to think about how they contribute to the economic health of Metro Atlanta.
So now, Ms. Terry, you are a senior vice president at Georgia Power. Could you tell us your career path to this successful?
So I started as a lawyer. I like to tell people that I'm a recovering lawyer because I don't practice anymore. And I've moved through a variety of different jobs at Georgia Power and before I came to Georgia Power and throughout Southern Company. And at some point, the business decided that I would be good on the business side, the operations side of our business, and I moved over in part because I was open to those opportunities and I took advantage of those. So I've been blessed to have a great career before I came to Georgia Power and Southern Company and then now that I've been here.
And a lot of us here in Atlanta think we know everything there is to know about Southern Company and Georgia Power. Could you share with our listeners one thing that you wish everyone knew about Georgia Power? You know, what's the best kept secret?
Oh my goodness, just one thing? Well, we have a lot of products and services that can help make your life better. So we sell surveillance as a service with our SiteView program. We have a Surge Defender program that helps with surges that occur at your home. We have products on the Georgia Power Marketplace. We do home automation products that allow you to control your lighting and heating and cooling and appliances remotely. And we have one of the fastest growing solar portfolios in the nation that consumers can really get involved with in our community solar program. And then, of course, there are energy efficiency programs there to make our customers' lives better. So we do a lot more at Georgia Power than just provide electricity to our customers. We provide them with solutions. We also provide our communities with solutions. We're very, very involved in attracting and retaining the businesses in our community. So we want people to think of Georgia Power as their partner at their home and at their business.
Could you share just a little bit more about that solar initiative? As energy and energy consumption becomes so important to what's going on in the, you know, across the globe these days, could you just share a little bit about that?
So Georgia Power is a great component of solar, and we've participated with our military bases to get solar on those bases. It's also kind of a national security and resiliency issue. And then for the average consumer, whether you can actually put solar at your home or not, you can participate in our community solar program, which allows us to get more solar for all of our customers to be able to use. So we really believe that solar is part of our future, and we want our customers to have it as a part of theirs as well.
And the other thing, Ms. Terry, if you wouldn't mind, add your voice to the conversation about representation. You are an African-American woman as a senior vice president with this large regional energy company. Could you share a little bit for young women and young people who are listening about how your career path went? You mentioned being open to opportunities. If you could just expand a little bit on that for our listeners.
Yeah, I think sometimes we peg ourselves. We create the greatest detriment to our own future because we define where we think we can go and can't go more often than not. And what I found that's been helpful in my career is to really think about doing things different and being engaged in things that I might not have originally thought I could do or should do. It's a question I sometimes like to ask myself when I'm being hesitant is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And I think that for young people, in order to take advantage of those opportunities to move your career forward, you really have to be able to ask yourself to do new things and different things. And it's putting those limitations on ourselves that sometimes hurts us. It's not that I understand that other people put limitations on you as well, but at least don't be a part of that yourself and make yourself available to do different things and new things.
Ms. Terry, I love that. What would you do if you were not afraid? That's a good one.
Yeah, and it's hard sometimes to actually recognize that fear is what's holding you back, and then to really make yourself say, well, if that's what it is, if that's all it is, then why am I letting that stop me? Why can't I move past that? Because, you know, fear isn't something that necessarily should. It should make you stop and think, because fear is a natural reaction, but it shouldn't necessarily stop you from moving forward.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you had just returned to the Metro Atlanta area. With all of the organizations available for you to support and participate in, why did you choose the Atlanta Business League?
Oh, it was easy to choose the Atlanta Business League. Professionally, Georgia Power has invested in our communities and helping to create sustainable communities where all citizens have economic success. And a partnership with ABL, the oldest and most influential minority business development advocacy organization in the South, is squarely within our wheelhouse. You know, ABL is about economic empowerment for small businesses in the Metro Atlanta community and making a connection between those organizations together as well as with the larger businesses to ensure success. So it feels right for what I do every day at Georgia Power. But not only that, personally, I'm engaged in ABL because my father is a small businessman, and I grew up seeing his struggles, and he could have really benefited by having an organization like ABL. So I know how hard it is to run a business and to make it happen, and ABL is there to make it happen for Metro Atlanta.
And so you joined ABL, you got involved. What was it about this 40th annual CEO appreciation luncheon that made you take the next step? Because you're the luncheon co-chair.
I am with Curly Dossman from Georgia Pacific. And it's the people. You know, so like I said, last year when I went, so impressed with the people being recognized. And then after hearing about the lineage of people recognized, I realized these are awesome people in our community. So just the honorees this year, they're all trailblazers. So Ernest Hodge, he started as a salesperson, and now he owns one of the largest minority-owned automotive dealerships in the country. Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice, she's the first woman to lead a freestanding medical school. Dr. Kofi Smith, and I call him that because he recently got his doctorate, and I'm really proud of him, he manages a lot of the infrastructure at the world's busiest airport. Vicki Palmer led the management of the finances. Those finances were in the billions for Coca-Cola Enterprises. And Ed Bastian, he leads the largest and most award-winning airline in the world. I mean, the caliber of these people, and not only what they do in their public life as community leaders, but what they do in their community involvement, the organizations they join, 100 Black Men, the Joseph Lowery Institute, the City of Refuge, United Way, the things that they do in our community are so profound. So it's hard not to want to be involved with an event that recognizes people like that.
And for our listeners who want to attend, the event is taking place on Tuesday, May 15th at 11:30 at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta downtown, and tickets are available, and you can get more information about that at the Atlanta Business League website.
Yes, and I must say, not only are tickets still available, but sponsorships and ads are available, and some of the folks like to actually sponsor a student to attend. So however you want to get involved with the event, there are still opportunities.
Ms. Terry, I want to thank you. And with that call for supporting students, if you are interested in participating, one of the things you know, 40 years this event has been taking place. That says so much, not only about the Atlanta Business League, but about the CEO Appreciation Luncheon.
It does.
That is wonderful. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with our listeners and share this important information about the Atlanta Business League annual CEO Appreciation Luncheon taking place Tuesday, May 15th, 11:30 at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta downtown. Ms. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.